Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy TDI, aka TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl, Emma E2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and productive and all the good things host. Emma E2K, another blessed Monday, man. blessings, blessings on blessings. Great rising to my royal family. Great rising to my radio family. And all those on the check-in, man, I appreciate you. Good morning. It's Monday. I feel double blessed, you know, as you guys all know, that on Mondays is always a double blessing for me because it's the beginning of a week and it's just the beginning of a day. And it's a chance to make all wrong things right. You know, God gives us each day as a new slate, as a new clean slate, and we're able to make changes each day, you know. That's the beautiful thing of having free will. We can willingly, you know, welcome each day by wanting to create change, you know, to be a better person. Be a better person in your family, with your children, with your spouse, with your children, you know, in your community. You know what I mean? So each day there's a chance to make change, but on Monday, it's almost like a double whammy. A lot of people be like, oh, Mondays, you know, and they dread it because they're going back to work. Listen, you should be blessed you have a job. There's others that don't have, you know, are not that fortunate and are looking for jobs just to be able to take care of their family and their households, all right? So we have to remain blessed all the time and appreciative of the things that we do have, because the things we have, other people want. You know, other people may need, you know, other people may not be so fortunate to have. So be blessed for everything. Be especially be blessed for each day that God gives us. I want to do a couple of shout outs. Let me see. There's a couple of shout outs that I need to do. Okay, so Saturday I went down to Orlando to the Nail Tech Network Convention. And it was pretty cool. It was sponsored by Nail Magazine. And from what I gathered, speaking to people there, they had more sponsors last year, so it was a little bit more full. But even you know me, I take an opportunity wherever God places me. And I got to meet some wonderful women, some wonderful women that were about, you know, the industry, hair and nails, some nail tech, some hair designers, and just awesome, awesome ladies. So we got to chop it up, and now they're following me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm following them, and it's a beautiful thing. So I say that to say, you know, every once in a while, you guys need to step out of your comfort zone, especially if you're out there on the grind. You know, if you're out there trying to be productive, you need to be wherever your industry is at. So if your industry calls, you know, for nails, hair, what, then you need to be going to these places where everybody else is in that industry migrates. You know what I mean? Learn your industry. Learn your community. I learned that in church about learning your community. But, you know, seriously, learn the language. Every industry has its own language. So learn it, you know, if it's a publication, if it's, you know, whatever it is, you need to learn the language. Every industry has its own language and you need to learn it so you can be able to be successful in it, whether it be clothing, whatever it is that you're into. Learn the industry. Learn who's the top in your industry, you know. Check out what they're doing. You know, see if you can take a little bit from them and from whoever else is in the industry that's doing a great job, and take a little bit from everybody. And then, you know, you mold it up and you create your own gumbo, you know. But you got to get out there and you got to network. You know, for everything, you got to network, you know. Not one person can do one thing alone. You could initiate it, you could start it, you could spark the fire. But eventually you'll need a team. So shout out to, you know, all those ladies and gentlemen that I met at the Nail Tech Network in Orlando on Saturday. Shout out to you guys. If you're following me on all the other pages, Nail Game is Serious. Follow Ituku Magazine on Facebook, follow and Instagram, and the MA2K page. I have videos posted, I have pictures posted of the Nail Tech networking event on Saturday, so feel free to go up there and look at that. And then now I want to touch a little bit about, so depression. You know, these are things that I jotted down because I get into conversations with people that inbox me all the time about certain topics, and, I'll chop it up with them, and then I like to discuss it a little bit either on the show or when I do my live videos on Mondays, which will be a little later on. So depression. Depression came knocking on my door this weekend. Yeah, it knocked, and I heard it. And I didn't let it in, but I was listening to its knock, you know. And I put a prayer request out on my Facebook. And, wow, I'm telling you, my Facebook family is no joke. My Facebook family and friends are incredible. I have so many prayer warriors on it, so I'm glad that I put out the call and people just poured out those prayers and all that, and it really just helped me pick myself back up. I was just dealing with some stuff, you know, like everybody does, and sometimes we feed too much into it, and that's when we let that creep in. So I got to fight it. The prayers work because prayer changes things, so I appreciate everybody that said out a prayer for me. What the situation is really, it doesn't really even matter. The point is that, I'm a flesh, I'm human like everybody else, and there's days that are going to be good and there's days that are not going to be so good. So that's why we always have to surround ourselves with positive people, prayer warriors, you know. So when we at that moment, we can, you know, send out that SOS. We could send out that bat signal up in the sky, like, hey, we need help. Say a prayer for me, you know. And I also want to send out healing prayers to my nephew Ben, my queen sister Ruthie's son that's in the hospital. He had an accident, motorcycle accident, but he's good. He's stable. And, and God got him. So definitely prayers goes out to the whole entire family that, you know, regardless if something happens to anyone in your family, everyone feels it, you know. So God bless everybody, and, I know he's going to be well. Belated shout-out birthday to my nephew, to Sarah Connor, all those that celebrated a birthday this past weekend, and all those that are about to celebrate. So big happy birthday to you. Congratulations to all the graduates of 2016. Also want to tap in a little bit about relationships, right? I want to say a little something. I have posted something on MIE2K.com, and I had wrote a couple of blogs due to this. Also, I have a blog on E2KMagazine.com. I know, and so talking about relationships, these past couple of 2 or 3 weeks, it's just like, I don't know, all my friends are just going through it, both female and males. As far as breaking up, not understanding, how to respect each other's boundaries in a relationship, and then not knowing why sometimes a relationship goes left, right? So my thing is that most of the time we're trying to really control and change how the next person is. Right? You meet somebody, right? And you fall in love with them and you enjoy them for who you're meeting and what they're displaying to you, even though right then and there you're saying, I really don't like this about this person, but, you know, well, maybe they'll change. Or maybe if I give them time, you know, things will be different. No, people show you who they are in the very beginning. We just choose to ignore a lot of the stuff. And a lot of the signs that we see early on, like, they show you who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not hiding who they are. So the fact that you don't want to see who they are because you feel they may have potential, because they look good, or because they have money, or because they have status, or whatever the other reason that you put on top of it that you want to hide the facts, but the facts are the facts. People show you who they are in the very beginning. We just choose to ignore it. I'm going to my phone lines. She was rocking with me this morning. 646, good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, please.
You already know who it is. Good morning, Mama.
Good morning.
It's Ed.
Good morning. Boom.
It's Ed. Good morning, Mommy.
Good morning. What's up?
¿Cómo está?
Lo más bien. How are you?
You already know. I want to say something quick. Let's freeze Chicky. That's all I got to say. Let's free our boy.
Justice. Let's give him justice, you know. And then giving him justice will give him the opportunity to, for sure. So,
Let's
got to give him a fair trial, fair justice, you know. And the first person that's perfect has to, you know, cast the first stone. People have to forgive to be forgiven, you know what I mean? So everybody needs a chance to redeem themselves. So, you know, I mean, especially after 6 years, you know, people.
Wow.
You know.
Well, I just want to say what's up, how you doing? And, you know, I love your show. Sometimes I miss it, sometimes I don't. But I love talking to you because you're a very positive person. You know, I went through a lot of situations that you just spoke about. And, you know, it's real hard, but, you know, you got to take day at a time and ask for forgiveness from the Lord. Because if he forgives you, why can't everybody else forgive you?
Right.
He forgave his people when they did wrong. That's what a lot of people don't understand about the Bible. Jesus forgave a lot of his people. Why we can't forgive our people?
Yeah, because we're definitely not perfect at all.
Exactly.
So we shouldn't be harboring too much stuff because, you know, and I talk about that a lot. I talk about this a lot. The fact that we need to learn, it's almost like right, when you deposit money and then you want to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not depositing anything, you're going to go to the bank and try to pull out something, that it's going to be like, negative zero. Like, you can't take nothing out. You haven't been putting nothing in. So it's the same thing. You know, you got to put in, you know, that forgiveness. You got to put in that work so then you can be it. When you need to withdraw and need it for yourself, when you need forgiveness, because we're not perfect and we all fall and sin, you know, and we want to be forgiven. So you have to forgive to be forgiven. That's just how it works. There's no way that you're going to go around not forgiving nobody, but every time you do something wrong, I'm sorry. And you're supposed to be forgiven? That's not how it works.
Nope. It doesn't work like that. But, Mommy, you know, you already know, I'll stay in contact with you. And I'm always love. Like I said, I love listening to your show because it's a very positive atmosphere. And I love it. It gets me up. It gets me up from my damn bed. Excuse my language. But it gets me up from my bed. And it makes me just want to run.
Okay.
Right now I'm outside enjoying this beautiful weather.
Yeah, listen, this tropical storm is not helping, but that's another story for another day. I'm not even going to damper this show. But stay on the check-in. I got more music. Stay on the check-in.
Okay,
all
Mommy.
Right?
Okay. All right, baby.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban D, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless. We try to look bigger than we are. We flaunt the clothes, the house, the car, but we really can't afford it. Honestly, we're drowning. The debt levels in our culture are astounding. As time passes, we've gotten greedier. Now we stunt on the catwalk of social media. Hashtag peace, hashtag beast mode, hashtag pride, hashtag wrong road. But Jesus rocks the total opposite. The free radicals, he's the antioxidant. He said a real beast is a servant. He made the Pharisees nervous like divergent. He was on a mission so urgent. He came to clean up our sins like detergent with action and words. He led by example. Now we all have clearance to use his sample.
Somebody said it would be today.
We
would feel alone.
Irvin D. Roy Tash.
I keep my head out of
Ambassador. Yeah. Check it. I still remember growing up, listening to hip hop, thinking if I had all they had, then I'm better off. Violin in my Cadillac, ladies in my catalog, searching for some real peace. I'm just feeling ripped off. American fiends, American dreams, selling lies on the television screen. Got my people weighing on a triple B. Gonna get the money, we were taught cream. So if we ain't rich, we gon' feel depressed. Even Drake said he wasn't satisfied. Blessed. Nah, in God we trust, yeah we straight. From my go day, we know we're made for so much more than this. World full of fiction, we some truth tellers. Trying to put you under what the truth telling. You're made for more than swerving. Oh, you trying to be the greatest? Become a servant. Yeah, Tosh.
Kenosis. I got a picture, you could post it. It's simply getting poured out till it's empty. Could be living large, still be living skimpy. Getting low, hitting so your glory's tucked. Even though you could turn your glory up, yep. Now I can see the humble beast. God became a man, hung for me like dungarees. Now we can see what humble means. Jesus had a buzz like bumblebees, but still chose the humble means. His whole fam to the program. John 13, deal with the toe jam. Lay it right down, wave him right now. Don't believe the hype, you might have to lay the mic down. Now lay your life down, play your pipe down. Pride for humility, trade it right now.
I make it when these waves hit, look slim to none when you broken, and I feel them storms approaching, and all I see is this deep grave, and I dread that I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot, events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died, now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt, the pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's a beast, I'ma name a savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it.
but they listen. Supposed to be Christian. They said they would never split, but I'm feeling like there's about to be a custody. They're really giving up on me and cheating on us. That's it, that's it, that's it. It's all that I hear from the kitchen is screaming. I wish I could go back in time and erase my whole life from existence. I'm feeling like I might be part of the problem. I guess I'm a negative number. If zero is cold, I'm feeling below. Emotions are rolling like thunder.
Lightning strikes, I'm on my crash and burn, crash and burn.
I thought we lived as kings, but all these paupers back to turn. And that's how I'm feeling. My parents were kings, but the kingdom is falling. It's broken, it stings. I look at the church, and I see the homeless. I see the broken, people divorcing. But through all that, a remnant remains. I pray we see Jesus. Jesus, we sing. Christ is hospitalized, ashes to ashes, playing with tears in our eyes. Where is the hope? Where is the life? Where is the love that we used to display that came only from Christ? We used to be different, our marriage is lasting, but now we just blend in like nothing has happened. Our hearts are lost, we've wandered far. Lord Jesus, take us home. We need you, God, please heal your bride. We're praying at your throne.
I do. No one can tell you all. Oh, we got you covered. love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Motivational Mondays with your Empowered and positive host MA2K. Another blessed Monday to be able to be here. I'm in awe. I'm amazed. I am, you know, I'm all that on Mondays. You know, I get like a double blessing on Mondays. It's just something about Mondays that lets me know things, you know, going to be okay. I'm still here. I'm still blessed to be able to participate in this universe that God has provided for me. And so, you know, in feeling blessed about that, you know, I start doing the is because I'm reading and everything at the same time. I'm able to just know that things are going to be okay and that, you know, God got me. And things are going to be okay. I just got to leave it all in his hands. You know, a lot of people try to take care of everything ourselves. And God's always screaming at us, like, can you mind your business? Like, if you say you won't let me take care of this, why are you not letting me take care of it? Right? Because we give it to him, we hand it to him, and then we want to be snatching it back all the time. Like, okay, wait. All right. All right, God, take care of this for me. Okay, let me get it for a second. All right, here we go. You can't do that. You can't be playing around with God. You know what I'm saying? If you handed him something, let him take care of it. Stop snatching it out of his hands every time he's about to address it. You know? When I had earlier came in the show, you know, I was, after I gave my shout outs and all that, and I discussed some of the topics, I didn't add to give a rest in peace to Muhammad Ali. You know, we lost the champ, man. We lost the champ. And it's just devastating how many people already, and we're just in June, we have lost in 2016. So many monumental people, like so many legends are just, 2016 are just going, like, these are the people that, you know, affect me because I grew up, you know, on Muhammad Ali. I grew up, you know, Prince's songs is a soundtrack of my life. A lot of moments that I spent, you know, trying to recognize who I was when I was a teenager and all that, was listening to a lot of Prince's songs, you know. An example of a champion was Muhammad Ali. Like, and all my legends are just gone. Like, you know, so, you know, rest in peace. I mean, he lived 74. Listen, he got diagnosed with the disease at 41, and he fight all that all the way to 74. You know what that every day, not being in control of your body and all that, but having control of his mind. I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't know, I'm just so amazed. It's float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Ain't nobody can mess with me. He used to trash talk. He was the number one trash talker, though. for sure. But rest in peace, man, to Muhammad Ali, all those affected, his family, and all those affected just by him not, no longer sharing this universe with us, but he's definitely in a better place, and he's not suffering anymore, so we can at least, you know, hold on to that. I'm going into my phone line, 347.
Hi, honey.
Hi, baby.
How are you, honey bunny?
Good. Okay, you have a lot of sound behind you, but I know you're working. I appreciate you always calling in, tuning in.
How about now? I put the windows up. Do you hear something?
Yeah,
hear
better.
Something?
Yeah, much better.
Okay.
Much, much better. So how are you? How are you this lovely and precious Monday?
Oh, I'm really good. I woke up happier than usual.
Mm.
Happier than usual. So I'm really good. I'm really, really good. Really, really
Amen.
Good. Like, I don't know why, but I just, I let go, and I'm better. I'm good. I'm really good.
It's a freeing experience. You know, this is what I try to share. Like, when you truly, truly let go of stuff that you know is out of your control, when you learn how to just let go of certain people that you know don't belong in your life, when you start really, truly letting go, it's almost like a freeing experience, you know? So.
Yes, indeed it is. Oh, God, it was months, and I've been going through it, but you know what? Mm-hmm. I let go. And everything that started on Saturday of my son's graduation, which it was very emotional for me. I'm very proud of the young man that he's becoming. And it just started there.
What school he graduated from?
Spelman High School.
Okay, that's in the Bronx, New York.
Yes, and they're my daughter graduated from there too. You know, I'm unfortunately to me, there is not good public high schools in the Bronx. There's not. That's just my take, you know. And I had to sacrifice, and there was a lot of sacrifices to put into the private school because the tuition is pretty high, like really, really high. But I thought it was, you know, during high school, their personality is not defined yet, peer pressure and everything. So I didn't want nothing to, like, kind of deviate him from what he was born to be, what he was born to do. And I did it, and it was, I'm so proud of him. You know what made me? Like, even more, like, it really touched me when we was leaving and some of the teachers were coming out. You know, my son is very introvert, and he witnessed a lot of things, you know, when I was going through my cycle of abuse. And this teacher told him, as he was walking, he stopped and he said, "Anthony, I want you to know you are a great human being. Never change. Don't be afraid to show people of who you are." And you are a blessing. And God really, 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 really touched me because, again, my son has been through it with me, and I know it changed a lot of things on him. Maybe that's why he's very shy, you know. He suffers from sometimes anxiety attacks. Like, he can't even approach a girl, because but when the teacher told him that and she gave him a big hug and he said, "You're going to accomplish great things," that really, really touched me.
Amen.
I'm very proud of him.
Yes. Just to show, you know, and to show that the sacrifice was definitely well worth it, you know?
Your
sacrifice didn't go in vain, you know?
No, he sure didn't. Next up is college. He don't know yet. He's undecided as to what he's gonna do. So he's gonna go to CUNY right now. I think he's gonna go to Westchester CUNY, and until he decides what to do. Because trust me when I tell you, when my daughter didn't know what to do, I made the mistake. My first kid going to college, I sent her to St. John's, and believe me, she was changing masters like she was changing underwears. And it cost me a lot of money. So I said, no more. I learned with her.
Right. Well, you know, congratulations of all, and, you know, and salute to you for making it happen, for, you know, for just being the great mother that you are, for standing strong, for making the sacrifice, because that's what we do as mothers. So that's, I mean, we make the ultimate sacrifice for our kids because we definitely want them to be that smart. We want them to.
We have to do it because
if we don't make the sacrifice, if we don't do the ultimate sacrifice for them, who will? You know, we have to be the first ones on deck, the first ones to support them, the first ones to be their cheerleaders. So,
that's absolutely right, because you know what? We made the decision to have a child. It wasn't actually born. So it was our decision to have a child, and through. When we do have a child, it's no longer about us. It's about them. And it was really emotional ceremony, and it's just great. And I know he's gonna do great. I know he's gonna do great because it's in him already.
Right. Yeah, because you've also helped instill in that as well. So congratulations to you. You know, when the child graduates, it's usually a village. You have a village of people. You know, of course, starting with the parents, mother. Sometimes both parents. Sometimes just one parent. You know, but it takes a village of people. Nevertheless. So it's a village that pushes to elevate your community, your family, close friends. So it's, you know, everybody becomes so proud. But it's a product of everybody's work. It's like, yes, I put
yes.
That.
Yes, and you know what? Talking about a village, and just to maybe a little off topic, it takes a village, and we have lost humanity. We have lost a lot of things. And because it takes a village to help one another, the Pursuit of Happiness is taking place this Saturday, which is, I put it on your page. I will repost it again. As you already know, we did it in March. It was only for men to help them get. I'm very honored to know that one of the guys that was in this job readiness seminar and this event was hired. And every Friday he texts me, you know that? Every Friday he texts me, I got my paycheck. I got my paycheck. And he thanks me every Friday. And what's even better, when he finishes 3 months probation, the shelter is going to help him with housing for the year. They're going to help him make the payments of the rent and everything. So this man in July will be going into his own apartment, and that is great. And that was thankfully to many people that donated suits. I know I did the most, but it doesn't matter. Together we made it happen. So I need the same help for this event that is going on this Saturday. We're doing it from 12 to 4. It's open for all the shelters in the Bronx. We do haircuts. We do the business wear. We do hairdos for the ladies, for the guys, the haircuts. We do the job readiness. I have a team that do the job readiness. I have employers. One of the employers is only taking re-entry program. That's what they do. People that have criminal records of any kind, they take in and they employ them. Some of the guys work at Con Edison as well. So Saturday from 12 to 4, there's a GoFundMe link. I had a problem with the GoFundMe link. I didn't know until somebody pointed out to me today. I fixed it. That's why nobody was really donating. I'm like, why nobody's donating? I only have 175. And I'm like, oh, my God. But I fixed it. And please, I need the donations because even though people donate the suits, those suits need to be cleaned. Those suits need to be properly given to someone. The barbers need to get paid. It's on a Saturday. So they get paid. And we need everybody. It takes a village to help. Today is them. Tomorrow is us. Just remember, we have hands not only to receive but to give. Yes. And with the midnight run that we do in November and with the care packages that we're doing, we'll give love in the month of love, that's a band-aid to the solution, you understand? This is something for long term. It's like what the saying that goes, give a man a fish, you feed him for one day. You give him, you teach him how to fish, you feed him for life.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Each one teach one.
So even though any donation, you know, you go to happy hours, I know times are rough. One drink costs you $10. You know what? Those $10 could help somebody. If you could donate anything, no matter how much it is, it will really go to a great cause.
Well, you know, I definitely got your back on that. I'm going to push it through all my social networks. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to ask anybody that's out there is listening, not only to donate, okay, suits are most, you know, mostly needed, but and maybe if you can donate them already clean, already dry clean, then that can also, you know, help
a lot. That's good, too. And if you, overseas, if you somewhere, if you're not in the New York area and I cannot get to you because, you know, everybody works and have lives, yeah, donate on the link. And that would be great, too.
Right. Okay. Okay. Any which, you know, it doesn't matter how much. It doesn't matter how much.
Yes.
The point is that you donate, because if enough people do it, you could still make a lot of things happen. And so thank you.
And
I appreciate you for being
you
out
know
there.
You know what? In regards to what you said, the suits that are clean, if you have a dry clean suits, listen, bring it down to on that day, if that's good for you. Bring it down on that day. Be a part of it. Hands on. Help me out in any way. The more volunteers we get, the better. Bring it down, dry clean and everything. It doesn't matter. You might have the shirt. Somebody else might have the pants to go with that shirt. So
right,
it's going to be
right
at St. Margaret's Church on East 156th Street. At St. Margaret's Church on 156th Street. The building is 956 East 156th Street. Either way, I'm going to put it on your page.
Yes.
In one of your groups.
Put it on the page. I'm going to keep announcing it. Like I said, I'm going to keep announcing it. I'm going to, you know, be asking everyone, please, you know, donate. You know, it's all about the giving. I always say the blessing
yes
is in the giving. And it
yes
doesn't matter the amount. Whatever you can, I'm not telling you stop paying your rent or don't feed your children. But $5, $10, listen, I know everybody's capable of giving it because I see you guys out there. I see you guys out there spending,
yes,
you know, Facebook
yes
and Instagram. And I see you guys spending more than that on things that really are not as important. So I'm just saying, you know, and listen, everybody do what they want, you know, with their time and their funds, but if you can do something to help someone else, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why not? Mhm. So thank you.
I'm sending you joy. I'm sending you joy, more joy, because I'm very happy today.
Amen. I salute you. I'm gonna keep you in prayer. I know everything, you know, because everything you've been doing so far has been successful because the things you've been doing comes from your heart, you know. And it definitely glorifies, it goes back to glorifying God. So anything that glorifies him, he multiplies
yes
it 10 times fold. So you continue to
yes
do what you're doing. You know, here at Lush Radio, at lushradio.com, we support you. You know, E2K Worldwide supports you. We support everything that's positive. And me as an individual, you already know, man, I just, you know, I gravitate to so wherever there's positive things going on. So I thank you for motivating me today and inspiring me, because every time I hear things like that, that just makes me like, yes, thank you, Lord. Woo, we working.
Let's
we
do this.
So thank
let's
you, sis. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for staying
tuned.
I love
you too.
This last song taking us out. And thank you for being brave enough, man. Thank you for being brave enough. Shout out to
Chris
all of shout out to all those Queen Salute. Shout out to all those out there really doing the work, man. I see you. Shout out to La Tere that's going out and taking these book bags out to the kids. I believe they're in Kenya. She's traveling to be able to do that for third world countries. I mean, you know, listen, I salute these women because, you know, I'm not saying that men don't do it. I'm just saying the women that I know for sure that are out there doing the work, I salute you because you guys got so much other things going on, but yet you take out that time to serve your community. And that's what a humanitarian does. They step out in faith, you know. They are obedient to where God is sending them, you know. And that is just totally amazing. God is doing amazing work, people, man. He loves you just the way you are, imperfect, you know, making errors. Beautiful, ugly, feeling sad, feeling good. He loves you regardless because he created you. You are his. And when you learn to realize that, then everything else goes smoothly. Stay brave, stay beautiful, stay amazing. And I'll see you next Monday. Peace.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks and make me
Don't forget that is in the heart. Stay brave, stay amazing, stay wonderful, stay knowing that you are loved no matter what. If nobody today has told you they love you, I'm here to remind you that you are loved. You know, God, people will disappoint you, but God will never disappoint you because he's always there. So seek him, man. Seek your higher power. Thank the universe and know and appreciate the one that made the universe, all right? The Omega, the beginning and the end. Get to know him. I have. And that's why I'm constantly smiling. You want some of what I got? That's what I got. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? See you next week.